From Washington, this is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. A little Mozart to get us started in this noon hour, a rondo for violin and orchestra in C. In a recording featuring Joshua Bell and the English Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Peter Mock on KPR. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to join you for more classical music as the afternoon hour has come on. A few things happening in this noon hour will answer the question of whether or not the harmonica has any place in the classical repertoire, with a performance by the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields and virtuoso Tommy Riley in just a bit. Then we'll throw a party with a wonderful guitar concerto by Rodrigo, the Concierto para una Fiesta, Concerto for a Party, all just ahead. Support for classical music comes from Cromwell Solar since 1982, installing automatic battery backup systems for uninterrupted power for residential homes or businesses. More information is at cromwellsolar.com. Thanks for joining us on a Thursday afternoon, and a special thanks to those of you who have pledged your support for classical music during this fiscal year-end fundraising event that we're calling Our Quiet Drive, where we remind you of two things. Your support is absolutely essential to everything that we do here on KPR. Keep that in mind, as well as the fact that your pledges are matched dollar for dollar right now by a generous group of KPR listeners. We're with the New York Philharmonic next, led by Leonard Bernstein, for some music that is serenity itself, from French composer Arthur Honegger, The Summer Pastorale on KPR. Known as Pastorale d'été, or The Summer Pastorale, by French composer Arthur Honegger, played by the New York Philharmonic, conducted by Leonard Bernstein on Kansas Public Radio. It is 12:22, and still to come, music of Joaquin Rodrigo, the Concierto para una Fiesta, the Concerto for a Party, music for guitar and orchestra, in just a few minutes. It's 87 here at the KU campus, about as warm as it's expected to get today, partly sunny skies. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight, an 80% chance of showers and storms, a low of 70, and a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow morning. This June, a group of listeners has provided a $25,000 challenge to match every pledge made right now. Help us meet this match by contributing at kansaspublicradio.org, and thank you for supporting local public radio. Next on KPR, one instrument that rarely gets a chance to shine in the classical repertoire is the simple harmonica. But in the 1980s, a virtuoso named Tommy Riley from Ontario, Canada, recorded with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, exploring the potential of the instrument, and we'll enjoy a few of the results in this soulful adagietto by composer George Martin on KPR. A rare treat of a work showcasing the harmonica as a virtuoso instrument. It is so in the hands of Tommy Riley, who played with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, in that recording from the mid-80s, of an adagietto of composer George Martin on KPR. Where the time is about 12:30. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Private support comprises more than 84% of KPR's operating budget, and that's why we turn to you to keep KPR going strong. We hope you can help provide the necessary service for yourself and your community by becoming a sustaining member or upgrading your sustaining membership today at kansaspublicradio.org. Do that right now. Your pledges are matched dollar for dollar. Thank you for being a part of the KPR community. Moving right along to music of Spanish composer Joaquin Rodrigo. We're going to hear something he wrote in 1982, his final concerto. One for guitar and orchestra, naturally. It was commissioned by a well-to-do family from Fort Worth, Texas, in a private event celebrating the birth of their daughters. We'll hear the Concierto para una Fiesta, or the Concerto for a Party, with the Asturias Symphony led by Maximiano Valdez and guitarist Ricardo Galán. Concierto para una Fiesta, or Concerto for a Party, the final concerto of Spanish composer Joaquin Rodrigo from 1982, played by the Asturias Symphony with guitarist Ricardo Galán on Kansas Public Radio.
This time, donate online at kansaspublicradio.org, and thanks.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and of course online at that website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Say regarding the probe, the NTSB says it's planning to refer the unauthorized release of information to the Justice Department.
That's Windsor Johnston reporting. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their client's best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. There's some music of great charm from English composer Robert Docker, called Fairy Dance Reel, with the RTE Concert Orchestra, conducted by Barry Knight on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be back with you. Classical music continues here on a Thursday afternoon. Of course, one of the things going on this week, you may be aware, is the Sunflower Music Festival, with concerts going until Saturday evening at White Concert Hall on the Washburn campus. Everything they're doing you can find over at sunflowermusicfestival.org, and you're going to have a chance a little bit later to hear some music recorded at the Sunflower Music Festival last Saturday. Members of the orchestra with famous chamber music from Antonin Dvorak will enjoy a string quintet, the Vienna Philharmonic a little bit later after that, with a famous overture from Johann Strauss Jr. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Free State Festival, a week-long celebration of film, music, art, and culture in downtown Lawrence, Kansas, now through June 30th. Full event lineup and festival passes available at freestatefestival.org. Here's the Montreal Symphony and conductor Charles Dutoit bringing the energy with the famous Bacchanal from Samson and Delilah by Camille Saint-Saëns. The famous and revivifying Bacchanal from Samson and Delilah by Camille Saint-Saëns. Charles Dutoit led the Montreal Symphony Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. 16 minutes into our 1 o'clock hour of classical music, and in the second half of the hour, the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra will bring us the Gypsy Baron Overture of Johann Strauss, Jr. It is 88 degrees here at the KU campus. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely for northeast and east central Kansas, as an 80% chance of rain and a low of about 70 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms likely again tomorrow morning, and a good chance of showers for Friday night. There's a good deal happening this week, for one thing. It is KPR's Quiet Drive. We're approaching the end of our fiscal year, and we're hoping to end it in the strongest possible financial position. And that's why we're reminding you that your support is vital to everything that we do here on KPR. We hope you can make a pledge of support for classical music, NPR news, and everything that you enjoy about the station. And if you do, all gifts will be matched by a group of generous KPR members, including Chuck and Dee Blazer, Stacey and David Lambertson, and Dr. Nancy Peterson. They'll match your gift dollar for dollar right now when you pledge at kansaspublicradio.org. And thank you for your support of KPR. And of course, also happening this week, mentioned a moment ago, is the Sunflower Music Festival at White Concert Hall on the Washburn campus in Topeka. They got underway last Friday, and they're ongoing this evening, tomorrow, and Saturday. We have some music recorded last Saturday at the concert, chamber music from Antonín Dvořák and a famous string quintet composed in 1875. Here's that performance from members of the Sunflower Music Festival Orchestra, Jeannie Kim, Philip Manning, Jonathan Marshall, John Waltz, and John Moore on Kansas Public Radio. Applause for members of the Sunflower Music Festival Orchestra in a concert recorded just last Saturday as the Sunflower Music Festival was getting underway at White Concert Hall on the Washburn campus in Topeka. The Sunflower Music Festival is ongoing until this Saturday, with concerts this evening, Friday, and Saturday evening. Find out more over at sunflowermusicfestival.org. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern. And Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing independent energy systems such as backup batteries and solar panels for farms, homes, and businesses. More information is at cromwellsolar.com. Just a few minutes until the top of the hour and news from NPR. More classical music till 3 this afternoon. We'll close out this hour with the Vienna Philharmonic, conducted by Herbert von Karajan, with an exciting overture from Johann Strauss Jr., the overture to The Gypsy Baron, on KPR. The overture to The Gypsy Baron by Johann Strauss Jr., played by the Vienna Philharmonic, conducted by Herbert von Karajan. Just about 2 o'clock. Up next, news from NPR. And in the next hour, the Seattle Symphony Orchestra has a famous work called Mosaics from Howard Hanson. That and much more still to come this Thursday afternoon.
Hey, it's radio.org, and you'll also have your gift matched dollar for dollar.
Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news comes from the Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka, a week of classical and jazz concerts, now through June 29th, 7:30 p.m., at White Concert Hall on the Washburn campus, open to the public. More information at sunflowermusicfestival.org.
Is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors' choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. In this 2 p.m. hour, we begin things with a finale. Finale to the first Water Music Suite by George Friedrich Handel, as Andrew Manzi led the musicians of La Stravaganza on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be back with you, and before 3 o'clock rolls around, a bit more classical music to share with you, with music for keyboard on the way. When George Bolette takes the keyboard, we'll listen to some music inspired by a famous tour throughout Italy, taken by Franz Liszt. We'll hear Venice and Naples. Later, a piano fantasy by Gabriel Fauré. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available for upcoming performances, including the Czech National Philharmonic Orchestra, the Moth Main Stage, and more. Details at lead.ku.edu. Our next piece of music, as it happens, was likewise inspired by a vacation in Italy taken by American composer Howard Hanson in the late 1950s, where, among other things, he had been stunned by the beauty of the architecture of the Cathedral of Palermo, the stained glass windows, and particularly the colored, tiled mosaics. He wrote a 10-minute orchestral piece that he hoped might suggest to people the way the mosaics seemed to change color and even blaze into illumination as the light and shadows Dance Throughout the Day, Mosaics by Howard Hanson with the Seattle Symphony, led by Gerard Schwartz, next on KPR. Music written in the late 1950s by Howard Hanson, inspired by the beauty of the architecture of the Cathedral of Palermo. Mosaics, as played by the Seattle Symphony, led by Gerard Schwartz on KPR. The time is 2:21. A little bit later on, from Gabriel Fauré, A Beautiful Fantasy for Piano and Orchestra, still to come. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio's 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills. Building homes and community through new construction and home repair in Riley, Geary, and Pottawatomie counties, while operating a ReStore in Manhattan. Details at HabitatFlintHills.org. As we're enjoying the music on this Thursday afternoon, keep in mind that we are engaged in KPR's Quiet Drive, a fundraising event for the end of our fiscal year where we're hoping to raise as much as we can to finish the fiscal year in a strong financial position. Right now, a group of KPR members, including Deb and Alan Parmet, Dr. Brock and Mary Kretzinger, and Leo and Joy Schell, are matching all pledges dollar for dollar. Give now with whatever you can at kansaspublicradio.org, and your donation will be matched. And thank you for your support of KPR. Next on KPR is music that was likewise inspired by a trip taken to Italy around 1840 by Franz Liszt, spending time amidst the gorgeous sounds of the Venetian gondoliers and the Neapolitan tarantellas. We'll hear Venice and Naples, played on the piano by Georges Bolet on KPR. A grand flourish at the end of a great piano creation by Franz Liszt from around the year of 1840, Venice and Naples, played on piano by Georges Bolet, today on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 2:42. At 3 o'clock, it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Then at 7 o'clock, Classics Live. And then, beginning at 8 o'clock this evening, the first presidential debate of the 2024 election gets underway between President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump, and NPR and KPR will provide live coverage this evening, beginning at 8 p.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Spider Arc Constructors, offering hardscaping across the KPR listening area, including patios and retaining walls. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com. Thanks also to those of you who have made your pledges of support for classical music during our fiscal end-year quiet fund drive. Your pledges are matched dollar for dollar right now by a group of generous KPR listeners. Give whatever you can, whatever you're willing, over at KansasPublicRadio.org, and thank you for your support of KPR. Music for piano and orchestra next, composed late in the life and career of Gabriel Fauré in 1918. A Fantasy for Piano and Orchestra, played by the Philharmonia, led by Andrew Davis. Our pianist is Daniel Varsano on KPR. The Philharmonia Orchestra with pianist Daniel Varsano and A Fantasy for Piano and Orchestra by Gabriel Fauré on KPR. Where it is now just about 3 o'clock, All Things Considered from NPR News just ahead. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me for classical music here on this Thursday afternoon.
Hi, and your gift will be matched by a group of generous listeners.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And of course, always online at KansasPublicRadio.org.